Oranges and Lemons was a success and transferred to the Globe Theatre, where it had a long run. And we began to get a reputation for writing what Laurier called our witty little songs, and also privately for performing them ourselves at parties, and especially at those rather terrifying occasions, the first read-through of a new review, or sing-through, you might say, when the cast assembles for the first time to hear what the authors have written for them and complain about it. Actually, Donald and I rather enjoyed ourselves. He was very experienced as a musical director, playing down there in the bottomless pit. And I was a frustrated actor working in radio and in search of an audience. We rehearsed it all carefully to make it look spontaneous.